Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first ITB morning briefing this year. I'm Deborah, Director of ITB Berlin, and I'm kicking off this very first morning here together with David, our Senior Vice President at Messe Berlin. So good to have you here, David.
Thank you, Deborah.
Celebrating 60 years of ITB Berlin, what are you personally most looking forward to this Jubilee edition, David?
Well, I could start in saying I've been around for 25 years at Messe Berlin, but this year is very, very, very special. What excites me most over the past decades is seeing the people behind the travel industry, their energy, their creativity, their passion. And for me, ITB doesn't just mean business, it's about connection, it's about sharing ideas and building bridges, especially in times of uncertainty or crisis, which we have had in the past and which we'll most likely have in the future. So with 60 years behind us, I'm really, really looking forward to celebrating that legacy while also seeing how the industry is embracing the future. And we'll have debates on sustainable tourism, on cutting-edge technology. We'll hear from bold new ideas that will shape travel maybe for years or decades to come. For example, ITB Berlin Convention has 400 speakers across 200 sessions and 17 different theme tracks. We discuss topics like AI, polycrisis in tourism, regenerative strategies, inclusive travel, new payment ecosystems, etc., etc. So it's that combination of global reach, focused trends, and human connection that makes our ITB, and especially ITB Berlin, so unique. In one sentence, if you want, ITB is a place where people come together, exchange ideas, and find inspiration, even in challenging times like this. But Debbie, what are you especially excited about this ITB Berlin 2026?
Oh, well, there's actually so much to be excited about this year. I mean, the entire exhibition ground is packed with special 60 years activities, so you can really feel the anniversary spirit everywhere, you can say. I would say it's a great mixture of nostalgia, community vibes, and also a bold look into or toward the future. So we have, for example, an iconic VW Bulli photo setup where you can just take some great pictures and celebrate this kind of family gathering that you just also mentioned. Also, one of my favorites personally, the Back to the Future DeLorean. I mean, everyone knows Back to the Future, right? So we wanted to have that one here on the exhibition grounds. And one last thing, and maybe some of you have already seen that online on LinkedIn, we're going to be having an ITB Future rocket with an astronaut, a great female astronaut, but not a real one though, on site, which will hopefully be filled with many, many visionary ideas from all of you about the future of travel. So we're going to be excited to open that rocket afterwards and see what's in there to also follow up on these ideas throughout the whole year. So there's basically something in every corner around on the exhibition grounds. What I'm also really excited about is our new ITB Global Travel Collection, which will be a great booklet about statistics and facts and figures about the global travel industry, but also articles and great personalities that we're going to feature in that Global Travel Collection. So definitely one to check out and just pick it up at one of the entrances on site. On top of that, we'll be also having some fun, of course, and interactive highlights. A giant paint by numbers, which will be a great picture afterwards. And hopefully, everyone is joining us in order to celebrate and create that picture afterwards. And a 60 years or a 60 second applause celebrating our industry. So, wherever you are on the exhibition grounds, and you will hear that voice from Ryan, our team member, announcing that we're now starting to celebrate and applaud for everyone being part of that community. Please join us and yeah. Come on in and applaud together with us. Last but not least, because tonight there's a big one, we're having our official ITB Afterwork party and we're cheering to 60 years of legacy together at South Entrance. So come on over and have a drink with us, an ITB signature drink. It's going to be orange, that's what I can say already. And we will be having our famous Berlin DJ Chris Becker on site as well. So it's going to be three fantastic days. It's going to be a great kickoff today, and I can't wait for it. But back to business, David. Which key figures, or let's say statistics from ITB Berlin 2026 stand out to you the most?
Well, it's hard to go from the signature drink now to facts, but the good news is we're fully booked again. Some 6,000 exhibitors from over 160 countries are participating in this year's edition. And I must say, ticket sales are strong. We couldn't be more excited. In terms of trends, we are seeing a particularly strong growth from Asia, from the Arab region, from cruise tourism, from travel tech adventure, and also from health tourism, which is most interesting and certainly a developing sector. The biggest country pavilions this year come from Thailand, from Egypt, from Turkey, and from Italy. And all of that is underscoring ITB's role, I think, as a truly global platform, as I said, for business innovation, for exchange, and for sustainable growth. Overall, ITB Berlin certainly continues to set the standard for the international travel industry, and we're proud of that. Now, Deborah, for visitors looking to be inspired and to experience a touch of wanderlust, what can they discover about this year's host country at ITB Berlin?
I mean, this year, Angola takes center stage for sure, right? It's our host country, so we'll be very much looking forward to the whole schedule Angola is representing on site and all the activities, because this beautiful country in Southwest Africa is showcasing an incredible tourism potential and cultural richness. So from live performances and kizomba dances to amazing local cuisine and insightful press events and interactive formats highlighting their responsible and sustainable tourism in the country. So this is going to be very interesting for everyone who's interested in kind of a true hidden gem culture, let's say, because Angola is one, that's for sure. And for good reason, because you'll find lush rainforests, vast deserts, and pristine beaches all in one country. Its culture is just as impressive and shaped by the Kingdom of Congo and Portuguese colonial heritage, and reflected in vibrant music, dance, and cuisine. So you can see there's so much to be excited for and explore on site, and there are so many people that have not yet discovered this beautiful country. I would say Luanda, for example, the capital, is a lively Atlantic gateway blending African, Portuguese, and indigenous influences. So I think their message says it perfectly. Visit Angola, the rhythm of life. And honestly, if Angola isn't on your bucket list yet, you might want to change that and definitely put it on. I already put it on. I have to definitely visit this country, and I'm going to be looking forward to this rhythm of life during ITB Berlin this year. But speaking of not missing out, what else would visitors miss if they didn't attend ITB Berlin this year? And what new highlights should they be the most excited about?
Well, except Angola, of course, there's so much. First, we've expanded our ITB guided tours, giving our visitors exclusive insights into latest industry trends like AI innovations or resilient destinations, hotel tech, hidden gems and champions, and future cultural experiences. Secondly, I'd like to mention our ITB Späti, it's a German word spelled S-P-A-Umlaut-T-I. Späti. It is a completely new and relaxed networking hub inspired by Berlin's special neighborhood culture. Let me explain that a little bit. It's meant to be a meeting point, the start of the end of our guided tours, a space for happy hours, for company pitches, for a daily bingo, for informal chats. So our ITB Späti really is a place to connect in a casual way. And lastly, the foodies find pleasure in the expanded street food markets, which are really a highlight. There's so many flavors and experiences across the halls. And for those who like to stay active, like you, Deborah, as I know, we have the Go Running Tours crafted by ITB with partners at the Brandenburg Gate.
That sounds amazing, although I might skip the running tour for this time. But I'm definitely seeing Teresa there from our team, so she's going to be there very soon. I would like to add that we're also introducing our new networking events like ITB America's Night at the Späti, for example, and the ITB Afterwork Party and Travel Massive Party. So there is also a lot that you can enjoy as kind of parties. And I think they create even more opportunities to connect and exchange ideas and, of course, build the community. So you should definitely not miss these kind of events. On the tech side, we also have Mia now. Mia is our 24/7 digital assistant on our website on itb.com. So if you have any questions, any, you know, information about tickets, as well as how to get to the fairground or anything else, you can ask Mia for that. But also, of course, our team is always available. The ITB Navigator, of course, if you've not already checked out, you should definitely download our app and use our matchmaking features, see where exhibitors are positioned, and have a look into the schedules, of course, also the convention program. So just make sure that you have everything you need to plan your stay on site. So I think that's it for now. We should dive in and experience it. And I hope you all have a fantastic first day at ITB Berlin. And David, I see you later at the party.
Wishing everyone a great first day to all of you.